Thank you for taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. It's great to see you. We're following up on a story we told you about before. It happened in the West African country of Nigeria. Police there say 223 girls are still missing after a terrorist group kidnapped them from their dormitory on April 14th. Many Nigerians don't think their government is doing enough to rescue the girls. Hundreds have been protesting in the city of Lagos. Their nation's president says his government would find and free the kidnapped teenagers. Meantime, people around the world are trying to spread the word about this atrocity.
Almost 200 schoolgirls missing for more than 2 weeks. How did that happen? Nigeria is no stranger to problems with militant groups, but they've never seen something like this before. This militant group, Boko Haram, their name means Western education is a sin. They went into a high school filled with girls, took them out, and many of them haven't been seen since. Moms, dads, grandparents, villagers are going out into forests, and they're not seeing the Nigerian government, they're not seeing the Nigerian military, they're not seeing the people who they expect to be out there looking for their girls. The Nigerian armed forces say they will keep on looking for the girls until they find them, but they admit that they're being inundated with information they believe might actually be a ploy to try and distract them. But the people, they're frustrated, they're upset, and many of them feel that they have nowhere else to turn except for social media. All you have to do is type in a few letters, BRI, and immediately hashtag bring back our girls pops up. Not just Nigerian, but people from America to Australia hoping to get the attention of their governments. Maybe they can do something to try and find these girls. So I was just looking at the CNN Facebook page and saw Nigerian after Nigerian asking for more attention, pleading to send just another reporter so that this story can be seen by everybody and so that these girls can be found.
You just heard that Boko Haram is the group responsible for the kidnapping. It's a militant Islamist organization with ties to the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. A video released on Monday shows a man who claims to be Boko Haram's leader. He says he kidnapped the girls, that he plans to sell them, and that Western education should end. He then encourages girls to get married instead of getting an education. One student who spoke to CNN says that's not what most of the girls themselves want.
And we need to go to school so that we can be who we want to be. Because many girls in the north, I wish you could talk to many of us from the north, they're going to hear their dreams. I want to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I want to be a nurse. And I think you can get only like 2% that will tell you, I just want to marry and just be a mother, just be a housewife.
Moving east to the Middle East, Saudi Arabia is where most cases of MERS have surfaced. MERS standing for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It's a dangerous virus that has sickened hundreds of people and killed more than 100. For the first time, someone was diagnosed with MERS in the U.S. He's a healthcare provider who'd traveled to Saudi Arabia in late April. He checked into an Indiana hospital with symptoms on the 28th. Doctors say he's recovering well and should be able to go home soon, and that there are no other known cases in America. But what did this virus come from in the first place?
We don't know exactly where this virus comes from. They believe it made a jump from camels to humans. About 3/4 of single humped camels in Saudi Arabia have the antibodies to this particular virus. They've even found the virus itself in camels over there. But exactly how it gets transmitted, is it from droplets in camels, spit? Could it be camel meat or even unpasteurized camel milk? They just don't know.
All right, quick bit of trivia for you. Who is the world's longest reigning monarch? Here's a hint. It's not Britain's Queen Elizabeth. For the answer, you have to look toward Thailand. Like the UK, it's a constitutional monarchy. And like the UK's queen, Thailand's king doesn't have significant governmental power. But King Bhumibol Adulyadet is deeply revered in his country. It's illegal to criticize him. His birthday is Thailand's national holiday. Thousands turned out yesterday wearing the king's color, yellow, to celebrate the 64th anniversary of his coronation. King Bhumibol is not in good health. He hasn't been for years, but he still attended the celebration along with citizens who see him as Thailand's father.